Section B，
强化提升。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Mike, would you like to join us in making the big moon cake?
Oh, that's a good idea. I'd love to. But please tell me how to do it.
Text 2. If you excuse me, I really should be leaving now. Thank you for your delicious food.
Glad to know that you enjoyed it.Thank you for your coming.
Text 3.
Can I speak to Peter Schmidt?
He went out about an hour ago. Can I take a message?
Yes, this is Global Travel. Could you tell him his ticket's ready?
Okay, I'll do that.Text 4. Would you like to join us for dinner tomorrow evening at the steakhouse?
I'd love to, but I'm afraid I'll have to say no. I'm going to Washington for the weekend.
Text 5. My mother said that I can't go to Tom's birthday party on Wednesday night.
How come?
Because it's a school night, and exams are next week. She wants me to stay at home and study. I really want to go. I don't know what to do.
Why don't you promise to come home early?
Second节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for helping me with my English.
No trouble.
And thank you for lending me the book the other day. It helps me a lot in my English study. I really like it.
I'm glad that you like it.
I haven't finished it yet. Would you mind my keeping it for another week?
My pleasure.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for helping me with my English.
No trouble.
And thank you for lending me the book the other day. It helps me a lot in my English study. I really like it.
I'm glad that you like it.
I haven't finished it yet. Would you mind my keeping it for another week?
My pleasure.
Listen to the seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
Number, please.
Oh, I'd like to make a reversed charge call.
Where to?
Stratford.
What number?
17414.
What's your name, please?
John Fitzgerald.
Can you spell that?
Fitzgerald.
And where are you calling from?
01992-6636.
Right. Hold the line, please. Number, please.
Oh, I'd like to make a reversed charge call.
Where to?
Stratford.
What number?
17414.
What's your name, please?
John Fitzgerald.
Can you spell that?
FITZGERALD.
And where are you calling from?
01992-6636.
Right. Hold the line, please.
Hello, this is Mike. Is that Mary?
Yeah, it's me. Why are you calling me?
You were absent from school yesterday. Now I've got something important to tell you.
I guess we're going on a school trip?
Wow, you hit the bullseye. We plan to go to the art museum tomorrow morning, and we won't come back until 4:30 p.m. But I wonder whether you'll be able to go.
No problem. I just had a cold yesterday, but I'm all better now.
So you're going. Okay, I'll tell our head teacher. We'll gather at the school gate at 8:45 tomorrow morning. Don't forget to bring some food and drinks. See you.
I will. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Hello, this is Mike. Is that Mary?
Yeah, it's me. Why are you calling me?
You were absent from school yesterday. Now I've got something important to tell you.
I guess we're going on a school trip?
Wow, you hit the bullseye. We plan to go to the art museum tomorrow morning, and we won't come back until 4:30 p.m. But I wonder whether you'll be able to go.
No problem. I just had a cold yesterday, but I'm all better now.
So you're going. Okay, I'll tell our head teacher. We'll gather at the school gate at 8:45 tomorrow morning. Don't forget to bring some food and drinks. See you.
I will. Thanks a lot. Bye. A Christmas Carol. Why are you reading this book? Didn't you read it when you were a young boy?
Surely I did, but I love this story so much that I read it again before Christmas every year.
It is a really great Christmas story.
Yes, I think this story is still worth reading, even today.
Why?
This story tells us to care less about money, but more about life's value. Don't you think some people nowadays care about money too much? They are just like the mean old man in the story.
I agree. So, have you finished all your Christmas shopping?
Not yet. I'm not good at picking presents. You know, kids usually don't like my presents. So I want to make a change this year.
What change?
I want to go shopping with Jenny. She knows how to choose Christmas gifts.
That's a good idea. When will you go shopping? How about tomorrow?
Why tomorrow?
I want to go shopping tomorrow. I need a lift. Mike is using my car now.
I'll call Jenny tonight. Wait for my call tonight, please.
A Christmas Carol. Why are you reading this book? Didn't you read it when you were a young boy?
Surely I did. But I love this story so much that I read it again before Christmas every year.
It is a really great Christmas story.
Yes, I think this story is still worth reading, even today.
Why?
This story tells us to care less about money, but more about life's value. Don't you think some people nowadays care about money too much? They are just like the mean old man in the story.
I agree. So, have you finished all your Christmas shopping?
Not yet. I'm not good at picking presents. You know, kids usually don't like my presents. So I want to make a change this year.
What change?
I want to go shopping with Jenny. She knows how to choose Christmas gifts.
That's a good idea. When will you go shopping? How about tomorrow?
Why tomorrow?
I want to go shopping tomorrow. I need a lift. Mike is using my car now.
I'll call Jenny tonight. Wait for my call tonight, please. Halloween is celebrated every year, but just how and when did this custom happen? Is it just a harmless celebration? The word Halloween actually has its origins in the Catholic Church. It comes from a change of All Hallows' Eve. All Hallows' Day, or All Saints' Day, November 1st, is a Catholic day, but in the 5th century B.C., summer officially ended on October 31st. It was believed that on that day, the spirits of all those who had died throughout the year would come back in search of living bodies for the next year. It was believed to be their only hope for the afterlife. Naturally, the living did not want to be taken away. So, on the night of October 31st, villagers would put out the fires in their homes to make them cold and unwanted. They would then dress up in all manners of strange customs and noisily walked around the neighborhood, being as wild as possible in order to frighten away spirits looking for living bodies. Some accounts tell of how they would burn someone as a sort of lesson to the spirits.
Halloween is celebrated every year, but just how and when did this custom happen? Is it just a harmless celebration? The word Halloween actually has its origins in the Catholic Church. It comes from a change of All Hallows' Eve. All Hallows' Day, or All Saints' Day, November 1st, is a Catholic day, but in the 5th century B.C., summer officially ended on October 31st. It was believed that, on that day, the spirits of all those who had died throughout the year would come back in search of living bodies for the next year. It was believed to be their only hope for the afterlife. Naturally, the living did not want to be taken away, so on the night of October 31st, villagers would put out the fires in their homes to make them cold and unwanted. They would then dress up in all manners of strange customs and noisily walked around the neighborhood, being as wild as possible, in order to frighten away spirits looking for living bodies. Some accounts tell of how they would burn someone as a sort of a lesson to the spirits.